understand this, and if you'd like to turn here first, it'll be John chapter 1, verses 7 and following. Notice John chapter 1, verses 7 through 10, through 9 rather, and it says this. He, referring to John the Baptist, came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, and that's the Lord Jesus, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. Now if you'll turn to John chapter 3, and I think it'd be appropriate to jump up to verse 16. John chapter 3, beginning at verse 16 through 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it might be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Let's pray. Father, may you just guide and direct your word into each and every heart here tonight, into the Christian heart, that we might really understand what it really means that the Lord Jesus is all the light we need, all the light we're ever going to have. And we thank you and praise you for that light. And we thank you, Father, for doing the work that it wasn't us that did anything, but the Lord Jesus was that light. And we thank you and praise you for giving us that light. And tonight, if there is one that's not a Christian, Father, may you speak to that heart. Help that person to understand the difference between light and darkness and the condition of their lives right now, their hearts. And we pray that you might show that person the need of salvation through Christ, to show that person the Lord Jesus who is the light. And we'll thank you, we'll praise you for it. Father, may you help us to be true to the text tonight. May you fill us with your Holy Spirit. May you help us to get as much as possible from what we're seeing tonight about the difference between light and darkness. We'll thank you, we'll praise you for all that you accomplish now. We ask it in Jesus' precious name for his sake. Amen. As the Lord Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, it's important for us to understand some things. I believe Nicodemus was more enlightened about the things of the Jewish religion than what we sometimes understand. And what you have to understand was that the year 164 BC, important year. It was a guy by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes. He called himself Antiochus Epiphanes. He was really Antiochus IV. And a terrible guy. He came into Jerusalem and wanted to show how much he despised the God of Israel. He took a sow, offered it up on the altar in Jerusalem, and the temple was defiled from that time on. Well, we're thankful for some good guys, the Hammers, we call them. There's five boys, and they were from the Hammer family, the Maccabees. And they took over. They came in, defeated the army, and then they went on to cleanse the temple. If you understand that, then you understand probably what a lot of even the Jewish people don't understand tonight, and last week, and a couple weeks ago, whenever they celebrated a very important time for them. But that's what we have to understand, is that that's what that's all about. And one of my favorite preachers said this about this particular object, this time in the Jewish history, and that is that was what the lesson is all about for us Gentiles, who we don't understand Jewish tradition as much as what we ought to. But the important thing about Hanukkah is this, that Jesus is the light that the Jews needed. He's our light. He's the light that Nicodemus needed. As he came to Jesus that night, that's what he was looking for, was light. And Jesus told him he was that light. And the difference and the contrast between light and darkness is this. It's judgment and justification. That's all. That's the great contrast that we see from this text, is that a person who doesn't believe, they don't have to do a whole bunch of bad things. It's a set deal. And the word people is actually, you can go to a college and take the course. It's a Greek word. We use it in the area of anthropology. That's the study of mankind, although that's actually a misnomer. It's actually zoology that they teach, talking about animals and our evolving from them. But the true doctrine, and we studied this as a doctrine in Sunday school a few months ago, but it's important for us to understand that the doctrine of anthropology is important, because that's what Jesus used. He used that word, anthropoi, that all of mankind is already condemned. It's a set deal. They don't have to do bad things in order to be bad people. All of mankind is condemned until the light comes on. And it's not like I ministered to people for 20 years trying to convince them that it wasn't a person sitting under a bough tree and that he was enlightened and understood everything. No, that's the Buddhist thought, and that's not the real enlightenment. The enlightenment that God's word tells us is real, true enlightenment is when the light bulb goes on and mankind, a lost person, understands that who God is, who he is, that he's a sinner, what sin really is, and that's total rebellion against the holy and righteous God. At that particular time, the light bulb's on, the person's enlightened. That's true enlightenment. And that's what happens when a person becomes a Christian. And that's what happens and needs to happen, so that there's a transfer between darkness and light. If you've never had that time in your life where the light bulb, the spiritual light bulb, has been turned on in your life, that the Holy Spirit has convicted you, shown you your need of salvation through Christ, then you're still in darkness. There's only two kingdoms, the kingdom of light, and that's when the Lord Jesus turns on that light so that you can see clearly and understand and know that you're a born-again Christian, and that you'll spend eternity with heaven because of what the Lord Jesus did when he came into this world to turn on the light for you, so that you can have light, so that you can see, so that you won't be in the darkness anymore. Otherwise, you'll be in the kingdom of darkness. You don't want to be there. This is for you tonight. If you're here and you're not a born-again Christian, you need to understand that you're still in the kingdom of darkness and you need the light. And that's the Lord Jesus. Let's continue our service tonight. And that is with a special tonight with the